Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here. And if you heard our program the past couple of days, you know this is really our third program that is different because we're in trouble. And the trouble is a financial struggle and difficulty that just hasn't magically and wonderfully gone away. I want to start by saying thank you to literally hundreds of you who have come along and helped us in this crisis. But we have a crisis. Now, there are ministries that are also having the same crisis, but because of, for whatever reason, they have a little more margin than we do to get through that crisis. You might have noticed that we're one of the few syndicated programs that is 1 hour long. Many of the other teaching programs are 30 minutes, and so we have to pay more to do our program. You can't really do this program in 30 minutes. You kind of just get started,
right,
and then you're
talking about
it down.
One time. And
but let me tell you something else. If I tell you that I support a teaching ministry, like one that I admire, Chuck Swindoll, there's no downside to that. You're not going to ask me why, you know. You're just going to know that I support Christian radio because I believe in it, and I believe in Chuck, which I do. But sometimes people, they don't support us because they don't want to answer the question, well, why do you support them? Maybe they haven't resolved all of the issues of shame that they have, or for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And then we know of specific instances where people have been helped. Their lives have been absolutely saved, or their marriage saved, or their business, or whatever, but they don't want to think about that part of their life anymore. They want to move on. So they don't support us because they don't want to act like anything bad ever happened. And I feel so bad about that because I know that there's more recovery that they could do. And I really want to be there for them to get beyond that. But that's something that you don't have with many other ministries where somebody's wanting to say, well, I just don't want to be associated with Chuck Swindoll anymore because I don't – well, there's nothing to not be associated with. It's all good. But with us, if you are associated with us, yeah, you've been through something. And if you only get halfway through it, then you just kind of say, oh, forget it. I don't want to be a part of that. I know of instances where that has happened. And so we have some things that we're up against. Plus – we're not in this to help people feel better. We want lives transformed, radically, dramatically changed. And I think that that causes Satan to not like us very much. I think he wants us to quit it. And I've said this before, I think the most effective tool that Satan has ever used in the history of the world is pornography to destroy people's lives. And nobody,
to undermine people.
Nobody is transforming a life hurt by pornography, deeper, better, quicker than the 48 hours that people go to Every Man's Battle. And nobody's got anything more powerful. If they did, we'd figure it out and we'd do it. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you that if we knew something more valuable or powerful than the Restore Workshop to help a woman who's been hurt by pornography, we'd do it. And Satan doesn't like that either. And so I'm asking you to help us fight Satan. Sounds kind of like hyper-spirituality there. Okay.
No, but it is reality.
Well, it is reality. We don't spiritualize to make people feel better. We're dealing with imperfect people.
True truth, redemptive connection, redemptive relationship to produce transformation, total transformation. If you can help us with it, 1-800-229-3000. N-E-W-L-I-F-E, 1-800-639-5433. Would you call us and help us right now? Thanks.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, Steve Arterburn. At age 22, Dr. Jill Hubbard walks up to a guy at church, me, and says, hey, I'm going to work at this place where you work, which was a alcohol and drug treatment center. And, mm-hmm. and so that's how we met.
My first big job in healthcare out of college. That is.
Right about that time, Dave Stoop and I met over a workshop I was doing. And then he and Henry and I, Dave introduced me to Henry and Henry Cloud. And then we talked about doing a treatment center together. Mm-hmm. Eventually, Dave joined the program. Henry, John joined the program. But I'd never even heard of John and Henry until Dr. Jill Hubbard said, hey, you ought to hear these guys on radio.
I was one of those listeners in my car listening on the radio.
They had a local radio program.
We were on the West Coast.
No, this was before that. This was that local little thing they did.
Oh, they did with
Rich Buehler.
Rich Buehler,
And then they did the West, and you were on with them in the West. And when New Life acquired Menrith Meyer, I wanted you guys to be
You got
on
me
radio.
First, mm-hmm. and then I mm-hmm. went to teach at Fuller and couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, and then John
That's
and
why
Henry.
You disappeared.
Yeah.
So, but here's something that I want to make a point about. We are all still such great friends, and we're all close friends. We know each other. We accept each other. We believe in each other because we practice all these things that we teach and that we stand for. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Talk amongst yourselves.
It's been 35 years, really, that we've all been connected with each other. And
we have seen the streets of Christian therapy and ministry strewn with bodies being tossed mm-hmm. about and people splitting up and not being able to work together. And I've been the most fortunate man ever to work with just the best. Sometimes people will say, gosh, how'd you get to be so wise? I said, well, I went to class every day for an hour for 35 years. So anyway, help us if you can. We really have a heart for ministry. You know, we do this workshop called Restore. And Shelley Martinkus is married to Jason Martinkus. That's why they have the same last name.
Mm-hmm. Dynamic couple.
And he does Every Man's Battle, and she does Restore. Well, we have people that were going to kill themselves. Mm-hmm. And then they go to Restore, and not only do they restore their life, but then they go back and they've got the courage and the wisdom and the strength to restore their marriage. And if we go off the air, we don't have any way to tell people about Restore. We've got one coming up in Orange County, July 14th. Now, you might say, oh, I'd love to go to that. I don't have any money. You call us. We'll figure it out. I mean, really. Money mm-hmm. will not be the reason you can't go. I'm just telling you. People are giving so you can go to Restore. And it's just right around the corner. July 14th, Restore. Every Man's Battle is the very same weekend, but it's across the country in Jacksonville, Florida. And if you don't have money,
far from each other.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. Oh, my life's horrible. My wife doesn't want to be with me intimately, so I have to resort to pornography. Hey, listen. If you're being a bad little boy looking at dirty pictures, you see her as a mother. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to be very attractive when she sees you as a bad little boy looking at dirty pictures. So you can go to Every Man's Battle. She can go to Restore. You both could go to the Intimacy Intensive. You could fix this. It doesn't have to be this way. Look, you think you can't live without pornography. You can't live with it, buddy. Mm-hmm. You're not living.
I mean, that's so much more humiliating than showing up at a conference.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Because you get past that humiliation in the first few hours.
So we will help you transform all of that. We'll help you transform it if you'll just call us and let us, and you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But if you want to help somebody transform it, you know, you give $1,000, it's a scholarship to one of these weekends. Or you can use it to help us reach literally 33,000 people with this message of hope. Right now, I want to talk to one of our listeners. It's Maria from Boston, Massachusetts, W-E-Z-E. Hi, Maria. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Doing all right.
Hello.
How could we help you today, Maria?
Okay, I'm just calling to just say, hey, thanks, guys, for being on the airwaves. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear of your ministry until I was home convalescing from a traumatic accident.
Mm.
I went home from work on the bike at 8 o'clock at night in October. A truck hit me from the rear. I flipped over my 15-speed bike. I broke my face. I broke my jaw. I broke my teeth. I shattered my scapula. I had hairline fracture turned there. They had me in a coma for about a week.
Mm.
And then it's been the last 3 years healing. And you know what? God is always faithful. He was there before the accident. He was there in the accident. He is here now.
Mm. Wow.
I landed on my face. I didn't break my neck. I didn't break my back. I thank God. And here's the bonus. God is healing me. I can use my brain. I'm using everything. God is amazing. Am I employed yet? No.
Wow.
But I know that I have a very responsible job at a charity that was doing great things, like this charity is doing wonderful things.
Well, how did we help you through all of that? How did we help you?
Well, because I hear real lives. People are dealing with real problems. Mm-hmm. You are taking on what people need to hear. God is alive. Yahweh Chaim, that means God who's alive, is alive, and he cares deeply about everyone. And you're dealing with it. Mm. I became a monthly supporter as a result. People need a God who cares, because we're all messed up.
Absolutely.
God is the only one who really knows what life is.
Yeah.
And your ministry is helping people. That's why I feel good about this tiny monthly gift that I give.
Mm.
Because I know that other people are getting help.
Well, Maria, you just triple-dogged your tiny monthly gift by telling people your story. And I'm so grateful. You know, I have to tell folks sometimes, you know, if God was willing to put his son on a cross, he might be willing to put you on your back in your bed so that he could grow your faith, strengthen your faith, help you see a new dimension to your faith, or even bring you to faith. I have no problem with saying that. Or if just because we live in a fallen world, a truck hits you, not because you needed to be hit, but because that's just what happens in a fallen world, then God says, okay, let's jump in here and let's use this.
Let's make this something positive.
And that's what's happened with Maria. God bless you and thank you. And
we can be a part. We were a part of that, giving. Which is a real gift back to us to know that God used us.
So if you want to be part of us reaching about 33,000 other people like her to be experiencing God's truth and hope at a very important time, would you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE? That's 1-800-639-5433 and help us help other people. I'm going to just take a little diversion here, and I want to play you a program, a piece of a program called Strategies for a Strong Soul that I did on tv.newlife.com.
You need God time. You need truth from God. Not only is it time with God that nurtures a soul, but coming to discover new truth from God is just so powerful for the soul, because it wants to know God's Word as well as to know God. And so we need to spend time in God's Word. We need to spend time alone with God. We need to spend time praying to God, meditating on God's Word, and then on Sundays and Wednesdays or whenever, worshiping the God of the universe. All of that nurtures the soul, but it's not enough. If we're going to nurture the soul, I think we certainly have to be in redemptive relationship. I've said this before. But there's something else that nurtures the soul like nothing else, and that's to be in a compassionate ministry, or maybe that's too formal, in a compassionate mission to reach other people and to help them.
Well, that's all about the soul. There's a whole series there on what your soul needs. You know, it's just like your body needs to be free and move and get strong, and kind of your little spirit needs to express itself and be who you are. Your soul needs God. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole series on what the soul needs there at tv.newlife.com. And just go to tv.newlife.com and check it out. I think you'll really, really love it. Well, I'm so burdened today, and I'm sure you can tell I'm burdened. And I'm burdened that we have to come on the air and beg. And I know some people criticize, say, well, you shouldn't have to ask. Hey, I don't know of a ministry that doesn't ask. What I often hear is, thank you for telling us that the need has become so great, because we were beginning to kind of take it for granted. And a lot of folks in the summer, they forget to give, or they do other things because of vacation or whatever. And so if you could step in for them and help them 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, it would make all the difference in the world. And I can promise you, I would not be doing this program this way with my really wonderfully blessing friends here, Dave and Jill, unless we didn't have a choice. We did not have a choice. Larry and I spoke last night and said, yeah, we have to do it. We have to do this kind of show. We had that same kind of conversation when we did the show 2 days ago. So this is our third, and I don't want to do it tomorrow. I want to have one of our great classic shows on tomorrow. But please, if God is moving you, would you please help us by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE? One time we were in a really tough situation because we had an opportunity to literally reach 400,000 people in a very unique way. And it was going to cost us $1 million. Well, I don't have any million-dollar givers. We just don't have them. But at the time, I said to God, God, you've laid this couple on my heart. And if they're the ones, then I want you to have prepared them for my phone call. And I made the phone call. And I said, I've got this opportunity. I know this is a long shot. I don't know you well enough to ask this, but God laid you on my heart. And he said, well, I've been up for 3 nights, and God's been telling me we're going to do something different together. We're going to support a ministry we've never supported before. And so I said, well, you know, here's the need. He said, let me talk to my wife. I'm going to call you back tomorrow. Call back tomorrow. He didn't say we'll do half of it. He said, we're going to do all of it. We'll do it all. And they wrote the ministry the largest check that has ever been written. That was 10 years ago. They couldn't write that check today. Hmm. Couldn't do it. But they could, and they did. And it changed so much. And as a result of their check and the people we reached, I think probably over 2,000 women came to our intensives that would have never come. Mm-hmm. So they gave $1 million, and about $2 million worth of women came in support. So maybe God is saying to you, I need to give $10, not $1 million. And that God's prepared your heart to hear what I'm asking right now. I can't call you, but I can ask you because you're listening. 10, 10,000, 10,000, whatever. It will keep us on the air reaching people. $5,000, we reach 166,600 people with God's true truth, not fancy, over-spiritualized, wishful thinking theology, but the truth of Jesus Christ to transform lives.
But you know, the balance to that is the story you've told before of the man who has faithfully given us $5 a month.
Mm-hmm. 5 a month.
For years.
Since 2005.
And now, because of our crisis, he's been able to double it to $10 mm-hmm. a month. And that is about $1 million sacrifice for him. In terms
absolutely.
Of
oh, it may be the equivalent yeah. of that other couple giving $2 million yeah. or $4 million. That's what God honors. Mm-hmm. He doubled his giving to $10 a month. I tell you,
huge sacrifice.
If that touches you at all, maybe God's telling you, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, call 1-800-639-5433 and help New Life. We'll be back.
We both brought childhood wounds into our marriage of 50 years plus.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 21st to the 23rd.
We had a low level of conflict resolution. We knew what it was, but we didn't always practice it.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I leave here with new growth tools. I also leave here with new hope that our marriage will get better and better.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All righty. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard. By the way, her book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. I forgot to forgive our fathers and mothers sending it to a person the other day. And I want to tell you something. If you're struggling with forgiving your father and mother, this book would be amazing. And if you give a gift of any amount and you say, I don't want Steve's book that he wrote with his wife.
You can have mine or Dave's.
I already got it.
I want Jill's book. Or even, you know, maybe you
were
want
you
Dave's
say
book.
Even better, Dave's
book? No, even more insulting to me, if you don't want our marriage book, get Dave Stu's marriage book, Smart Love, with his
that's
wife.
That's true. That's
if you don't
one.
Like me and my wife, get his book called
well, why
Smart
why not get both?
Love.
All three of them.
Or, just say, look, I'm going to give you this gift. I want every book that you know, I want the library. Anyway, no, but we'll get, just pick one, and that'll be our way of saying thank you in this very, very difficult time. I want to play a testimony for you. Terry, you guys listen to this. Here's what New Life is all about right here.
My husband attending Every Man's Battle, and I myself attending the Restore conference definitely gave us each the tools and the motivation to keep our marriage, to save our marriage. I can say with all sincerity, without New Life if I hadn't gone to the Restore Conference, I probably wouldn't be with my husband now, but God is doing miracles in our lives, and I'm very, very thankful for this ministry. I encourage all women to go to the Restore workshop. It's a life changer, regardless of what happens in your marriage.
Well, see, you go to restore your relationship with the Lord. Mm-hmm. You go to restore your soul. And then you can't control what the other person's doing, but most of the time they respond to that, and then you have the ability to restore a marriage that right now you may not even want restored. You're so angry, but we've seen it happen. And supporting us supports healing and restoration. And, well, the next Restore is July 14th. And you might say, yeah, I'd love to go, but I can't afford it. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll figure it out. Did you hear what I said? I didn't say we'll try to figure it out. I said we'll figure it out, okay? 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Daniel. He's calling from Hawthorne, California. And, hey, Daniel, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you.
You have something you want to share?
Yes, I would like to share what New Life has done for me.
Thank you. We're ready to hear it.
All right, so I'm 23 years old. I've been struggling with sexual immorality since a young age, around middle school, probably 13. So a good half of my life I've been struggling with pornography. But wow. My mom sent me to the recent EMB conference.
Every Man's Battle?
It has changed mm-hmm. my life.
Where was it?
Yeah, Every Man's.
Where was it that you went?
Irvine.
Okay,
Irvine.
Great. What happened?
Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, so I learned so much in those 3 days. I've been very close in my relationship with God for numbers of years. I gave my life to Him some odd years ago, and I've just been praying against all this sexual immorality, and I felt like I could pray my way out of it, but, you know, I will always fall short time after again. It's not until Every Man's Battle that I learned that you can't just pray your way out of it. You need accountability. You need to understand what is causing you to kind of act out, and mm-hmm. Every Man's Battle has really just changed my life, and I'm really grateful for that. Mm.
Wow.
So
wow.
When you're tempted to pick up some pornography, what do?
I don't go to it. I've been learning the addict cycle. I've been reading Every Young Man's Battle.
Hey,
and you know,
so good.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyways, what I would like to say is, for all those young men out there, you know, in our generation, we're being exposed at a younger age, and we don't
so
understand.
Much.
And you know, I until I read the book, is like I saw these things as harmless looking and maybe fantasizing. I'm not lusting. And I'm masturbating, I'm not doing anything, but that's almost as bad, you know? And I didn't know that until I read Every Young Man's Battle, Every Man's Battle, and, like, going there and seeing all these fathers, I'm not a father myself, but seeing these fathers and just these older men, it just feel like destroy the shame that you're ashamed of. You know, it's like, it really gets to you, and it was really an eye-opening experience to go to Every Man's Battle and see this could, if I don't stop, if I'm given a blessed by a family, you can kiss that goodbye, because the sin will just grab me, and it's not going to get better unless I get myself checked.
So
you know, and it just progresses, and then you just put it aside, and you'll keep cleaning it away, and it'll just keep coming back. You'll keep falling short until you really like commit yourself and really have someone to keep you accountable and understand it. And if anything, from Every Man's Battle, I understand why now.
Yeah, well, Daniel, and, you know, you've done this at 23.
I know. Yeah. I'm so glad, Daniel.
And because you have, you're not going to experience what I was talking about when I was sharing with Dave and Jill, this man who'd been married 40 years as a pastor and unfaithful all through it. And a 21-year-old daughter of his caught him, confronted him, and as a result, he lost his church. They're going to lose their home. Now, you're at 23, you're doing this. You won't go through that.
It's preventive.
Right.
That's right. And I want to encourage another 23-year-old or so to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and go. I want to encourage somebody else to buy a scholarship for someone like Daniel so that that destruction does not have to happen? 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Could you help us? We are in trouble financially. We need your help. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop, author of Smart Love, Rethink How You Think, Forgiving Our Fathers, Forgiving Our Mothers.
No, that's hers. Forgiving Our Parents, Forgiving Ourselves.
Forgiving Our Parents, Forgiving Ourselves. Jill's Forgiving Our Fathers, Forgiving Our Mothers. The Secrets Women Keep. Secrets young women keep, secrets you don't want to keep. And then my wife and I have this new book.
Secrets old women keep.
Oh. Yeah, there you go. My wife and I have this new book, Mediterranean Love Plan. Yeah, what are you saying, Dave?
No, that would be another series, that's all.
Yeah, okay.
Dave, I just had a birthday. Could you not mention the word old?
Yes. Okay. We're all feeling sensitive, Dave.
Yeah. All right. So Mediterranean Love Plan, Smart Love, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. You support us during this really tough time, and you just tell us which one of those you want, and we'll send it to you. But we really do need your help, and it does several different things. When you give $1,000, it's a scholarship to an intensive weekend where a person stays in a hotel. They receive counseling after a person like myself or Mylon or Dave or Jason Martinkus or his wife Shelley. Speak and then counseling. Speak, powerful, powerful time of transformation. $1,000, a person gets to go. Then $1,000 helps us literally to reach 33,300 people with this program. And I hope you've heard some of these programs over the past 2 days where people have said, I got in the car and here's what happened. I remember in the old days, in the very first days of us being on radio, a guy gets in the car, he hears this, and he's a cocaine addict. He became a Christian at a Christian rock star's concert, and then he got addicted to cocaine. And so he comes in to the program, and the guy's interviewing him saying, you know, why are you here? He said, well, I just heard the radio, and I just came. I just drove here. I want help. And he walks into the treatment center door, and the Christian rock artist, where he became a Christian at that concert, walks up to him. He had been assigned to be his shadow to introduce him to the program. And so before it was over with, I was there at that place where they both gave a concert together because this guy was a musician also.
Oh, my
oh,
word.
Oh, man.
And it's those kinds of things that you just
stories.
Just like the woman who gets in the car after she says to her husband, I will, you know, I'm done and there's no plan. I'm gone. I'm out of here. And then she turns on our program and she hears somebody say, just give it one more try. Don't give up. And then she does.
She does it.
And everything changes. That's what I'm talking about. And if you can support that, if you want to support that, if you want to be part of this, we need you now. If you've been helped, could you help us? If you want to help others, could you help us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE? 1-800-639-5433. The first place that I ever went to the beach, Galveston, Texas. And Joe is calling us from Galveston, Texas. Joe, how you doing?
Steve, I'm doing great. How are y'all doing today?
Doing okay. When I was a very young boy, my aunt and uncle and their four kids came to stay with us, and we were three of us, and my uncle did not want to pay for two cars to drive from Bryan, Texas to Galveston. We all got in one car. Nobody had seat belts on. Two of us were up in the back, you know, in a regular car, and that was fine. We got there, but after a day at the beach, no showers, it was quite a long drive home. But I love Galveston. I love the city where you live, and I'm so glad that you called. What do you want to share with us today, Joe?
Well, I just wanted to share that I was a recipient of a scholarship to be able to get to an EMB, an Every Man's Battle weekend, a few years ago.
Great.
I would not have been able to attend otherwise, and it was something that gave me hope. New Life Ministries actually began that process before I attended. They had compassionate folks on the phones to take my call and tell me about the weekend, and then let me know about the availability of the scholarship. Requires an application process, and then I was able to get there, and it saved my marriage, it saved my spiritual life. And then the New Life Ministries, the follow-up materials that are available, the show that you all are putting on, they're made possible by precisely what you're asking your listeners for, some financial assistance, and it's something that has been a blessing to me for several years now.
Oh, Joe, thank you so much for sharing that. And
well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to call in and say thank you and to broadcast that message with you to keep those lifelines going.
So let me just ask you, what was a typical, day like emotionally before, and what's it like now?
Well, it is it's a form of slavery. Not putting too dramatic a pall on it, though. I mean, it does sound that way now, but yes, it was. I had only been a Christian for a few years, a real legitimate Christian. I was raised up in a liberal, quote, Christian, unquote, household.
Yeah.
But really didn't mean much, and so as a result of that, I was a ogler and a womanizer and lustful from a very young age, and that expanded into pornography addiction. And before my true encounter with Jesus, that it also had expanded into adultery in previous marriages. So my point about my true conversion is that I was not adulterous physically, but that mindset did proceed or progress afterwards. And
so what's it like now?
Man's battle. Right now it is freedom. It is there is still a battle
because
we have adversaries out there.
And you betcha.
I'm powerless to control the carnality both of the human heart of my own and what's out in the world, but I've got a connections to a support system through Sustained Victory Program. I've got the books that are made available. I've got your radio station, and also I've got my wife as my partner, and Jesus is our third member.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, hey, Joe, thank you for sharing this with us. I'll send you the Mediterranean Love Plan just as our way of saying thanks for inspiring other people. You know, if you're kind of thinking, I don't know what you call this, but it might literally be emotional and spiritual slavery in my life, then you come and let us help you at Every Man's Battle. If you're married to someone, call and find out the info, give it to them, and then you come join us for Restore. Now, Restore is on July the 14th in Orange County. Every Man's Battle is July the 14th in Jacksonville, Florida. It'll change everything. Our Intimacy in Marriage is July 21st in Washington, D.C. And if you were able to provide scholarships for two people to go to Intimacy in Marriage, I could almost guarantee you that those two people will end up with a marriage that might have been dead, but it will be alive. It will be something they never thought possible. It literally, if it's like the other folks we've heard, it will be a miraculous transformation in marriage. We see it all the time. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you one other thing about Every Man's Battle. They've seen this happen. These guys go up and they write on a board every sin they've ever committed. They put it on a cross. And then before that weekend's over, they go up with this red paint that looks like blood, the blood of Jesus. And they cover those sins and they weep. And it changes everything.
It's unbelievable. And then one of the leaders goes and fills it in to make a cross out of the
just phenomenal
the pattern.
It's such an amazing experience. Somebody that you love could be that experience away from integrity. How many times have we heard a woman says goodbye to her husband who goes, and she thinks, this will be the biggest waste of time, effort, and money.
Or this is it.
Yeah.
If this doesn't do it, right?
And she's thinking, he's not going to change. He's never changed. He has no hope. But go on. Goodbye. See you later. And a man walks in that door Sunday evening or Sunday afternoon, and she can't even recognize him because he's got hope.
His posture even changes.
Or he's in tears. It happens all the time. So why isn't it happening to you? Because you haven't called us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Why haven't you been a part of that? Because you haven't supported us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Would you call us right now either way if you need help or you want to help somebody else? 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back after this.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Orange County July 14th through the 16th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop. I want to go right to these phones. Jean from St. Augustine, Florida, is online. Here she is. Hi.
Hi, everyone.
How are you doing? Thanks
Very
for calling.
Well. How are you all doing today?
Good.
We're doing
what can you share with us here?
Well, I want to say I had a wonderful trip to Israel with you all a few years ago.
Oh, great. Wasn't
so
that
you know
amazing?
These guys, huh?
Wasn't that amazing?
Yes. But I just want to say you all have truly been God's hands in my husband's and my life. We have gone through a really hard road that I would have wished never to have gone through, but God makes and turns beauty from ashes, and that is what has happened. My husband attended EMB, and I attended Women in the Battle, now I think called Restore. I've made some lifelong friends. We've been in touch for 5 years. And just so many blessings have come out of this, but it's all through being with you all and listening to you all and listening to what God is saying through you all. And I think that each one of you has such a huge effect on many lives, and I can just attest that it's definitely been in our life.
God bless you. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. I'll send you a copy of Jill's book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. Hold on, I'll get that to you. Thank you, Jean. God bless you for sharing that. And, you know, if you want more Jeans out there, would you support us? 1-800-NEWLIFE, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. Please help us. We wouldn't have been doing this program this way if we didn't desperately need your help. It is a very, very tough time for us, and I would not have said we have to go on the air like this, but we do. And let's go to line two. Hi there, you're on with Dave, Steve, and Jill. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. What's going on with you today?
Well, I'm calling to share what New Life has done for my family and my adult son. And years ago, it's been 13 and a half years now, he's been clean and sober.
Hey, but
he was lost for many years to methamphetamine. And he had told me once that he lost his faith. He couldn't even pray with me over the phone. And he was in California and I was in Texas. And he was on the verge of losing his family and his life. He was there. He was literally living with the pigs, and he was right on the cusp. And because of Jesus and his work through New Life, he's been clean and sober for 13 and a half years now.
Amen.
And his marriage and his family are intact.
You. Praise God.
And they continue to grow spiritually, and he's now able to pay it forward to someone else. He uses every opportunity to help other people who have experienced the dark side like he did, and he often recommends New Life resources. And he's my prodigal son. And when he walks through the door, he's smiling. He's got a big smile. His children are smiling, his young adult children. It makes me smile and makes my heart leap for joy. And that's why I support New Life, and I want to pay it forward in doing that like a triple braided cord.
Amen.
Wow.
Well, thank you
so much,
thank you,
Terry,
for that. Now, if you're on the line, I want you to hold on. But I want to tell you about some people that we often or maybe never hear from. It's a person. In fact, I know an exact example of this. It's a person who listens every day or almost every day, who went through a divorce, and then remarried into a blended family. They don't have anybody in the family to go to treatment, and they don't have anybody that needs Every Man's Battle because they listened to the program and they did it right. They're not paying for treatment. They're not paying for any kind of...
They avoided all those things.
Because they listened to the show.
Wow.
And I know, I'm just thinking of this one family in particular, that their kids are a blessing to them, and they give credit to the wisdom that they learned here.
Wow. Hmm.
And so we're not going to hear a sad...
That's preventive.
...story of how we rescued their children, but they support New Life. Because they don't have to have their kids rescued, and their marriage is stronger than it's ever been. Now, maybe you've never supported us because you say, well, I don't have any problems like that. Well, maybe you don't have any problems like that because you've listened to the show like that family did.
And you've learned from others.
Oh, my goodness. I met a woman the other day. She had this teenage daughter with her, and she said, honey, you remember when I was driving you to preschool, New Life Live. she would record it and she'd play it on the way, and then she says, "That's the guy you were listening to." And then I spoke. And she goes, "Oh, that is you." So we're part of people's lives.
Oh, my.
And I'm just asking if we've been that kind of part of your life, if you'd help us. We're in a disastrous place here this summer, and it's horrible. And we just, you know, we're like a lot of other ministries struggling this summer that we hear about, but our margin is so small. We run the leanest ministry. You know, when Larry Sonnenberg was born, he looked up at the doctor and said, "How much are you charging to my parents to deliver me?" I mean, he started dealing with cost right from the beginning, and he was slapped to wake him up, and he looked at the nurse and said, "I'm going to slap you if you charge me too much to be born here." That's who he is. And he's such a godly man. And you just will not ever find more ministry done for less money than this. But we don't have much of a margin. And so when we hit this horrible place, and I think there are a lot of reasons for it, and we'll get through it, if you'll help us by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433, and saying, "I can do this. I can come alongside you." Now, we're here to help people, and we help you by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find a counselor. Sometimes that's the beginning, or get a resource. Or, like July 14th, there's Restore for any woman who needs restoration because she's been hurt by a man. And it may even restore the relationship, the marriage. Every Man's Battle is the 14th in Jacksonville, Florida. Intimacy and Marriage, July 21st. And miracles happen in all of these. But I kind of like the Intimacy and Marriage one because it happens in twos. It's just incredible. And then Take Your Life Back, Dave, and I'll be in D.C. in September to do that one. If you give us a gift of any amount, you just tell us what you want. Is it Jill's book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers, Dave's Smart Marriage, is it mine with my wife, which is the Mediterranean Love Plan? But we'll say thank you by sending you one of those books. We can't do this without you. We can't thank you enough for those that have responded. It makes all the difference in the world. We'll get there if just a few more people will say, "Okay, God's speaking to me." Don't give unless you want to give cheerfully and joyfully. God loves a cheerful giver. And if somebody turning their life around cheers you up, puts you in a great mood like it does us, maybe that's God's way of saying, this is the place to give. We're not interested in people feeling better. We're interested in 100% transformation. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. We love you. We pray that you have the support that you need as we're asking for the support that we need. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Just so simple. Please call us, and we'll see you next time right here on New Life Live. God bless you. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Jill.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.